So everybody, just close your eyes and find your way of being relaxed. That's right. That's right. And then let yourself imagine the kind of maps that we've been talking about, the graphs and the maps, and a graph of your day. As you think of the graph, so much knowledge and information is immediately present for you. As you think of your map of the morning and the time you get ready to leave, it's easy to run through what you usually do. And as you commute, or you drive, or you go someplace, it's easy to figure out the way you usually go, how long it usually takes. That's right. And if you find that it's easy to see tomorrow, because tomorrow is a very standard day, then perhaps you'll view the whole week. And if tomorrow is not a standard day, and there are no standards days, maybe then you'll think about how you would have divided the day up and how you might divide it. You might see different colors for different places. You might see symbols. But what you do get is a sense of distance and space, a sense of the relative size of the pieces you're working with, that you're getting ready might be 45 minutes, your commute might be an hour, but your workday might be 5 hours or 10. And these pieces have a relative size. That's right. And the thing that it gives you, the map, is it tells you when things start and stop. So it helps you to never start something without knowing when to stop. That's right. That's right. Spend some time thinking about your schedule. And so much, it's about how time it takes to get from one place to another. And how to be ready when you get there. When you see the day as a flat map, a road, the things you need to do in each place are clear. They're waiting for you at the bus stop, at the place that you go. They are things that are in a place. In the same way that it's very easy for you to remember the furniture in your living room or in your bedroom, you can look around and see it. When you put things in a place on your map, things that need to be done. So you see a location, and it's almost as if the tasks are furniture in the location. The things that you might do. That's right. That's right. And as you craft your day, as you see the spaces alternating, the places you'll go, the things you do, as you see it, it's possible to check in with that deeper part of you and understand, whether you talk to them or see them or look at them or not, that there's kind of a sonar you can do that lets you know if this map is a realistic map. Is it a reasonable map? Is it a map you're committed to? Even as you look at the map, you know the things that are certain and the things that are not. When you have to take somebody to the airport, you know when they have to catch the plane. That doesn't get changed. There are things on the map that you are deeply committed to and things that you are far less committed to. And it becomes not difficult at all to sense from your inner self, formally or informally, what the likelihood is of your acting out the map that you see. Of course, all of you will recognize that there have been times when you've had unrealistic maps in your mind, when you've had maps that had too many pieces in them, too many places, not enough distance, crammed together like boxcars, and no space in between. You all have done that. We've all done that. And it's learning how to see what's an aesthetic, a beautiful arrangement of your boxes, of your spaces. So there's just enough space in between, so no one gets crushed between the train cars, and you can walk up and down the train. So there's so much information that you can see spatially and visually in the plans that you make, and there's so much information in your body about the way those plans feel. That's right. So I'd like you to take a moment or two and think about the plans. And my voice, I hope, did not disturb you from your concentration. It's there, but not there. That's right. So I want, when we wake up, each of us can talk a little bit about what it was like to try to see these maps. And could we get in touch with the part of ourselves that really decides whether the maps are true or not. So take a moment or two. That's right. Think about what you've done. And then slowly come back.